I have this agonizing pain and I have to take this medication.
Oh, so sorry. How frequently you had this? You have this back pain?
Well, it usually develops whenever I'm carrying any heavy weight. And okay. I had the back injury, okay? And it has been a few months now, but whenever I have this pain, I need to take this medication or morphine.
And when you rest, it goes away? It eases?
Yes, it's not at rest. It's just doing my movement.
Okay, so when you relax after taking, holding all these heavy objects, after that, if you rest, it goes away, right?
Yes, I don't feel it at rest, but it comes on with activities, doctor. And these days, I don't even notice them. Whenever I take this medication, I mean, it works fine. Just one medication, I know it gives me pain relief for the entire day.
Okay, what medication you take for this?
It's a sustained release morphine tablets.
Morphine?
Yes.
Okay. So you were prescribed morphine for the back pain?
Yes, doctor.
So your doctor prescribed for that, only for the back pain. You don't have any other cause for this back pain. Well, I mean diagnosed cause.
I had this accident, I told you, doctor. I fell off my bike.
Trauma, okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, so, and it happened 2 months, 2 months back, you said?
No, it happened almost 6 months back.
6 months back. And yes. This morphine, how frequent you've been taking?
I need to take them at least, let's say, a week in a month, at least for a week.
Okay, so you've been taking for 4 or 6 weeks for the last 6 months, I guess, right?
Yes, doctor, exactly. Like once I start taking them, the pain subsides. Then for some days, gets better. Then I again need to take them.
Okay, got it. Any other medications, over-counter medications?
No, doctor.
Okay. Any allergies, known allergies, besides eczema?
No, doctor.
And this eczema, have you noticed for what it was? What was the cause of it?
It was mostly over my hands. And the doctor gave me some antihistamine. Whenever they appear, I take them and it gets better. Also, I used this, steroids as well. There were some creams. They were really helpful.
Now you don't have them. Okay.
No.
Any medication allergies?
No.
Okay. Sorry for illicit, for protocol question. Any illicit drug use?
No.
Okay. Any family history of not any long-standing disease running in a family may be related to this itchiness?
Also, my mom also has this unregulated thyroid gland.
Okay. And when did you last check your thyroid gland blood tests?
Oh, that was almost 3 months back.
And was it okay? The marker of this TC, we call TCH. Normal levels?
Yes, it was under control now.
Okay. Okay. Do you smoke?
Yes, doctor, I do.
How much and for how long?
10 sticks a day for the last 10 years.
Okay. As a doctor, I would recommend to quit smoking. And if you need help in this regard, I can help you with our smoking cessation clinic. Would you consider?
Okay, that's fine.
And do you drink alcohol?
I do.
Any social limits?
I guess I'm driving, not for it.
Okay. And what do you do for a living, Wesley?
Doctor, I used to be a policeman, but after the motorbike injury, I'm mostly being at the extra now.
Oh, and with this itchiness, it must be also impacting your daily life and a job.
A lot, doctor.
How you feel?
I feel terrible, doctor.
Can you do?
You see that recently I've been very depressed. Okay, like after being switched to a day's job, I'm mostly like this kind of person that I'm just going to move around. And moreover, after the bike injury, I don't know why I had that unfortunate blood mark. And I have this pain and now this itching. So I feel terrible, doctor.
I'm so sorry to hear this. Okay. Let me see, how can we help you? And do you drive?
Yes, doctor, I do.
And does it, this itchiness also affect your driving?
Not that much. I can manage.
You can manage. Okay. So, Wesley, I'll ask quick some other quick questions that might help us, okay? Have you noticed any headache?
No, I don't have any headaches.
Okay. Any lumps and bumps anywhere in your body beside your neck lump?
Yes, doctor. Like, there are some, I mean, the one in the center, there are some neck lumps there.
Okay, for your neck gland, I guess, right?
I'm not sure. I mean, there are.
You mean beside this neck lamp, you have other neck lamps?
Yes, doctor. There are other ones.
Okay, I see. Okay. Have you noticed any weight changes so far?
Yes, doctor. I lost weight.
You lost weight. How much?
I've lost almost 7 kilos.
Oh, and in what time?
6 months.
6 months. Any sweating at night? Any sweating at night?
Yes, doctor. I do sweat a lot.
Okay. And have you noticed that you're feeling hot?
Hot.
Hot.
No, doctor.
Temperature.
I usually, like all kinds of temperature.
Have you noticed any fullness in your stomach, around the stomach place, on the left side?
Anything less,
no?
Perhaps, I mean, I get food with small meals.
I mean, early okay. Okay, I got it. And, okay. And have you noticed that you are more pale than before?
No. I'm not pale.
Okay. So let me, finish here then. Your with bowel works, you told me, normal. And water works are also normal, I guess.
Yeah, they're okay.
Okay, and any racing pacing of your heart?
No.
Shortness of breath? Chest pain?
No, chest pain.
Oh, okay. So, Wesley, tell me, what's your concern? What's bothering you?
Doctor, why I'm having this itching? And do you think it's a different kind of eczema?
I highly appreciate your concern, Wesley, but after talking to you, I don't think that it's eczema. But I'm afraid to tell you that it might be another disease that is related to the blood that we call lymphoma. Have you heard about it?
Lymphoma, no.
Well, it's a disease where the our white blood cells are altered, okay? That's why they make lumps in your neck. And as also it's related to the spleen as well. And it makes you weight loss. Okay.
Thirty seconds to get your thoughts. And others can also write in the chat box with different shows, see if it matches much. Dr. Osama, wow, that's a big breakdown thing.
Thank you, Dr.
All right, Dr. Anora. So, yes. Do you have a diagnosis or differential for your patient?
I have diagnosis of lymphoma here. So I'm thinking about lymphoproliferative disease, evidenced by the lymph nodes in the neck, and also I'm suspecting he has a splenomegaly, and also weight of loss and loss of weight, and also the B symptoms of this lymphoma, lymphoproliferative disease. So I would think about and investigating that way. I also thought about that might be obstructive cause of obstructive cause in liver due to this pruritus, but it's less likely here. He didn't have any signs of that.
You mean obstructive jaundice?
Yes, obstructive jaundice.
Okay.
And
right.
I would also think about that he has he might have a metastasis to his back. That's why he has a terrible back pain, which is only controlled with morphine. That's why I was a little bit surprised for this mechanic back pain. It might be really
he had an injury.
Less expected.
He had an accident before.
Yes, he had an accident before, but the past 6 months, and he cannot endure without morphine. So that's why I might think that he might have this metastasis, so I want to rule it out also.
Okay.
But he didn't have any signs of red flags.
Any other thing that could have caused the itching?
Itchiness, I think because of this lymphoma.
Any other difference? Can you give us some causes for itching?
Other causes, I thought about urticaria, but he didn't have any rash. I thought about lichen planus, but also he didn't have. And also I thought about dermatitis herpetiformis, but it wasn't, it was less likely here.
All right.
So,
okay.
And
so
I thought maybe medications also would cause them, like sertraline, possibly.
All right. Okay. So, considering your differential, how are you going to investigate him further and reach your diagnosis?
First, to confirmative diagnosis would be the neck lymphadenopathy biopsy from neck lymphadenopathy, and I will do also full blood count looking for this lymphocytes, and also doing.
Now, let's say you wish to do a biopsy from one of the lymph nodes. Okay.
Yes.
So, would you do anything before you go for the biopsy? Any other instincts?
Before,
like,
yes,
do you think
course.
There could
full
be blood found with the peripheral blood
count? ESR, CRP, to rule out the infective causes here. I will rule out this, and then to confirm it, the confirmative test here would be this biopsy for lymphoma.
All right, what other tests do you need to do?
Also would like to do the confirm the splenomegaly, so I'll do the abdomen ultrasound, and also doing the bone marrow biopsy.
Okay.
To see if it's a two-stage, I mean, and also doing the CT of the chest and abdomen for staging as well.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to do?
Also checking the LFTs here, and also ruling out the celiac.
Why are you considering the celiac again?
It's just a less likely diagnosis. I'm not thinking about it. But it was one of my differentials.
Okay. All right. How are you going to manage the patient?
So I'll refer to the hematologist if it's lymphoma. Then according to the stages, the treatment will start with chemotherapy. So he'll be follow up in that hematology.
Do you need to make any changes to the medication he's on?
Medications, you mean the morphine? Because his Eltrox was in normal place, he's using sertraline, so I would address that with the doctor who could prescribe it. So, and also would talk with the doctor who prescribed the morphine as well.
Great, thank you. Your time, sir.
Thank you.
Good trying. Okay, so thank you, Dr. Anur, for taking the case. And there are some beautiful comments here. Dr. Rani, okay, it's good to see you after a long time. Yes, you're right. Morphine-induced smoking can also cause one of the causes for this itching. So we're going to make the chat box open for all of this. Okay. So just going back to the case. So this is an exam case, and like the scenario, it suggests that you have a young gentleman and he has come to you with this itching, okay? And this itching, he says, it has been going on just for the last 3 weeks. And besides this, he also has some comorbid conditions, like he has this underactive thyroid gland. So that itself can cause itching, okay?
Thyroid itching. But this itch is normal.
Yes, even, you know, yes, TCH is normal. That was 3 months back check, okay? Besides this, he has this, you know, back pain, and he had an accident before. And you notice that he's on morphine. Morphine itself can cause itching as well. Sometimes that's a diagnosis. Okay, so
yes, I said about that, but he was taking 6 months, and the itching is 3 weeks, so it was kind of dissonating.
No, you're right. So you could have mentioned that as one of your differentials, okay? Because for differentials, you have to give at least 2 to 3 differentials there alongside your diagnosis, because you have to score marks, you know, differently there, right?
Yes.
You know, that that's a different scheme you have to score marks on. So you have to give a set of differentials there, so that's going to say that, okay, you are thinking of those possibilities. Okay. So this is the approach to pruritus. Whenever you find someone with this pruritus or itching, okay, there are some good things you have done. We always explore that what you mean by this itching. And we do go for the odipara. Okay. So from the outside, if you think about pruritus, we'll think about some general condition, we'll think about some more focused condition, like patient has, there isn't much mentioning here. So you have to think something more in general, like patients can have problem with their blood disorder, hematological condition. Okay? Mostly with something that's going to strike you. Someone comes with itching, then whether this is anything hematological, something more systemic, like if this is more blood, okay, like polycythemia, or less blood, okay, like anemia, both can cause itching. Okay? That's one of the things. Then you think about whether they have any jaundice. Okay? That means it can be obstructive jaundice. It could be also any liver pathology that can cause also this, you know, itching. Okay? So we think about hematological conditions. We think about something to do with the liver. Okay? So you ask about jaundice. So that's one thing good you have done. Okay? I'm thinking about that. Then we think about the kidneys as well. Patient with chronic kidney disease, that whether they have any kidney problems, you evaluate the water work, how is your water, okay? All right, you check if the patient has high blood pressure, any cases of chronic kidney disease. Next, we have to think about certain infections, especially scabies, right? Besides this, there are more generalized infections, like sometimes you have some condition like HIV itself, okay? There is it seems like it's uncommon, but patients can have this itching and HIV as well. So you have to ask about this kind of infection when whether anyone else in the family having similar kind of itching, okay? So in such regard, you need to notice that this could be an infective cause, okay? And this itching is going to be more at night, okay? So that's why the duration when it happens more could be very important. Besides this, there can be many other causes of itching. But we'll keep the broad heading in our mind so that we can quickly review them. Okay? Besides this, there can be many other disorders you're reaching. I mean, hundreds of causes. But this is just short listing that these are will be our targets. Okay? Now, among the hematological condition, okay, we'll also think about some lymphoproliferative disorder, something that can be more serious. Okay? And among them, we think about lymphomas that can give you this swelling, night sweats, okay? They can also cause itching. Alright? So don't forget to ask about this lymphoproliferative disorder as well. So asking about the swelling, okay, any wet change would be very important. So when we start exploring, we explore our tool is odipara. At least you have to go with something, right? you have to explore with something. You ask that since when you have this itching, whether you had such kind of itching in the past. You would say, yes, I had this eczema, which was very itchy, but it was localized to my hand. But now it's all over my body. So it's very important to also localize that. Is it at any particular site? Okay? Or it's all over your body. So the onset would be important that it developed gradually, and then the duration has been for 3 weeks now, and whether it's intermittent, whether it's always there, or whether it comes after certain activities. Like if you have polycythemia, okay, they can feel this itching right after their bath. Okay? If you have this infective cause, like, you know, let's say scabies, you're going to have it at night. Okay? So whether it's always there, whether it comes and goes, okay? So patients with obstructive jaundice, it all the time, and this is going to be itching, you know, sticky. So something that's going to be a result of failure, okay, they might be always there, okay, there might not be any change with the duration of the day, okay. So those kind of things have to get, and whether it has been progressing, getting much worse than before, okay. Sometimes with the progression of jaundice, in obstructive jaundice, the more it progresses, the more you have this itching. Okay, so anything that relieved it, anything that made it better, like if you have applied some creams. Like if you have psoriasis, psoriasis can cause also itching, right? There will be scaly rashes. Mm-hmm. So if you apply some emollients, oils, you might feel better, okay? So you have to ask about anything makes it better, anything making it worse, okay? So now you have gathered that the patient has this itching, it's real. And now you can ask a few questions like, have you noticed you look a bit paler than before, or you look more ruddy, that you are looking a bit red, you look flushing, okay, you look flushed. Okay, so you ask about the appearance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then you can ask about that, have you noticed any lumps and bumps anywhere? He will say, yes, I have not seen lumps and bumps. Where? In my neck and on my neck. Now, in this scenario, they have kept hypothyroidism just to baffle you, in the sense, if you think of a neck lump, you think about the thyroid gland. Where do you to ask separately that, is it a single lump or is it some other lumps? Okay, if you have a single lump, you know, does it move with your swelling? Have you noticed? Maybe he hasn't noticed, but you still should ask to make sure, show the examiner that you're focusing to differentiate this thyroid lump from other lumps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have to separate this. Like, do you feel it? Like when you feel the lump, okay, is it painful? So is it any reactive lymphadenopathy? Is it rubbery? Okay? And how many lumps exactly you have there? Okay? Yes, Dr. Agi, that's a very important point. Hashimoto's can cause lymphoma. That's a very good thing to consider. Yes. So if it's Hashimoto's, yes, they can develop lymphomas. You're right. So you have to ask them that this lump, did you know it's how many lumps are there? Is it single lump? Does it move with the swallowing? Is it rubbery? Is it firm when you touch it? Is it painful? Or anything causes pain? Sometimes if you have lymphomas, when you take alcohol, they are painful. Okay, so such kind of history you could also gather. Okay, now you went with the general history a bit late. We always hit that a bit early, right? Any wet changes, any lumps and bumps, water work, bowel work.
Okay? Yes, I should be more quicker.
Appetite. So if you hit that early, you know, this can give you the diagnosis much early. So if you would have hit the wet changes, you're going to get the 7 kg wet loss. Lumps and bumps, yes, there are lumps and bumps. How many? What are their consistency? Okay, are they painful? Do they feel rubbery? Okay, so those kind of things you could have asked, and you could have got more, you know, better idea on the lymph nodes. Okay, and furthermore, the water work is important because patients can have diabetes. Sometimes in CKD they can have polyuria. Okay, so how is the water work? Any faulting is there? Some specific questions you could ask. Bowel work, how is that? Okay, so I mean, here the bowel work is okay. Every 2 days, he's passing his bowel. How is the diet appetite? It's very important. Like if the appetite is low, you would be thinking that something really serious is going on. He has lost weight. He has lost his appetite. Okay? So that's very important. All right? And then you have to hit on the medication, the past history. So he already has a thyroid disorder. You should ask, so what are you taking for your neck lump problem? Are you taking them regularly? So if he's taking the thyroxine regularly, and there were very good questions coming from you that whether he's taking them in empty stomach or he's adding more medication with it. So that was a good query. Okay. You also asked about the medication allergies. This is very important. And you figured out he was on sertraline, so he was a bit depressed. He was on thyroxine, he was on morphine. And morphine is one of the medication that can cause this itching. Okay? So I remember when I took the exam once in James 2, there was a lady there, I'm not going to name, keeping it anonymous. So it was a station 5 case. Okay? So the patient had CKD, and on top of that, the patient was taking morphine. Okay? So those were, actually the case was the morphine-induced itching. Okay? So pruritus can come in various ways in your exam. Okay? Like sometimes a young female, she has a rash, xanthelisma, jaundice, itching, tired. Okay? You're going to think about PVC. So the conditions with this itching can get very extensive. So you just have to think about, I have to review all hematological cause, okay, including lymphocytic disorders, okay? Then you have to review the liver disorders, you have to review the kidney disorders. Then infective and rest, okay? So here, since the patient was having night sweats, wet loss, okay, now you have to go for the systemicity of night sweats and wet loss. One of them is lymphoma. So you have to ask, do you have night sweats? Is it drenching sweat? Like you feel like all your clothes are wet when you wake up, okay? So that gives a suggestive idea that this is a severe kind of night sweats the patient is having, okay? So in such case, when you, like you ask the patient if he feels warm, you should be asking if he has any raised temperature, okay? So I think that was an appropriate question. Better question would be, do you have any raised temperature? And if you have it, at what time? Is it at night? Is it in the day? Okay? So if he says that I have more, you know, this sweating at night, I have this temperature at night, you'd be thinking about that. That can go in favor of lymphomas. And you'd also ask for the pattern of the temperature. Like if you have raised temperature, how does it go? Like does it go to the baseline? Like, have you measured it? Okay? Because in this scenario, you'll also have a trouble history positive. The patient would have a trouble, okay, maybe a month back, if he went somewhere. Then you have to consider other differentials as well, like whether he had any exposure history, okay, an insect bite history, okay? Because of the night sweats and, you know, he also said he had some discomfort on the left side. So imagine someone have these night sweats, a wet loss, a splenomegaly, you're thinking, okay, you should bring other differentials, you should take the travel history, okay? That would be very important. So here you can ask
about the disease.
Not for Lyme disease. Lyme disease would come with a rash. Like, it could be malaria, okay? It could be Kalaza, Leishmaniasis, because of the night sweats and the splenomegaly that you're attending. It could be HIV even. HIV even. Okay? HIV. Some patients with HIV, they, at the end, they sometimes develop this sclerosing cholangitis. They can have ulcerative jaundice. Even HIV itself can cause itching. Okay? So you have to take the risk factors. Okay? Depression and anxiety causing pruritus. Okay, that's two for which yes, parasites
are many causes of differentials.
Okay. Lots of differentials, yeah. So
yeah, it's just
you don't have time for that. So you have to touch the travel history, that's important.
Okay.
The examiners are going to mind because in the feedback, okay, in the surrogates list that they have, the one they use to perform it, play it, it's written there. That if they ask you, the candidate asks you about traveling, say that you have traveled. Mm-hmm. But you haven't had any insect bite, you have taken malaria prophylaxis during your travel. It's written on my paper.
Okay.
Okay. You also have to ask about any over-the-counter medications taken anytime. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Alright? So don't miss the travel history for any patient with fever. Okay, weight loss. Just ask about the travel history. For fever, travel history, sexual history is must. If you don't ask them, they're going to cut you unnecessarily in the communication. And always ask, you ask about jaundice. The rest of the thing were okay. And in the families, you should ask anyone in the family having similar condition. Anyone else in the family having or complaining about itching? Because if he says yes, then you have to think about, it could be scabies as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If others, like he says that, okay, my partner has itching, or someone in the family has itching, in one of the scenarios, you're going to find that his mom is going to have this itching. She's in a residential care and she has Alzheimer's and we went to pay her a visit and that was very close within 2 weeks and she has scabies. So in one of the scenarios, there are many variants. You also have to consider in your differential. But that would be more at night, but he has it all over the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in this way, you have to do your systemic review, and at the end, you have to discuss it with him, okay? I'm really sorry. You have to show sympathy and empathy even in this patient. I'm really sorry for what you're having. There could be some less sinister cause to more sinister causes, okay, for your itching, okay? Now, since you have mentioned about your neck gland, you have noticed that there are some swellings around your neck, okay? It makes us really worried about something more sinister. We call this a lymphoma, okay? So these are cancers of the lymph gland, okay? And they can at times cause this itching. And there could be other cause of itching as well, like your medication, the one you're taking, the morphine, it also at times can cause itching. So for the moment, we need to review medication, morphine, we'll talk with your doctor so that we can give you some other medication instead. Okay, and we need to run some blood tests. Okay, we'll do some blood tests. And here you should also ask him if there is any lymph node, any bone pain. Okay, that's also very important, any bone pain. How about leukemia? But the ACE doesn't fit, but you should ask him about any bone pain. That's also very important, right? So you have to say you're going to do some tests that would include some scans of your chest, okay, some blood workup, okay, and some tests to check your different function of different organs like liver, kidneys, okay? All right? And for a while, we're going to give you some medication to relieve your itching.
So one question.
Yes, go ahead.
What is this para or dipara?
Oh, that's a mnemonic for onset, duration, intermittent, progressive, aggravating factor, relieving factor, and associations.
Okay.
Okay. This is a simple mnemonic. You can also use Socrates for pain. That's basically used for pain. So whenever you evaluate any symptom or analyze, this is something that you can keep in front of you, and then you can start exploring that how the onset, how long it has been. Okay, you can further modify. This is just a basic mnemonic.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So once you have discussed this with the patient, you have to give differentials. You need to get 1 minute to arrange your differential. Now, you can just arrange your differential from here. We have already set in like this. So just say that here you are considering inflammatory disorder. Other things like for the liver condition, you can look for if the patient has any liver condition. Okay, you also want to rule it out. Like you asked a few questions that you have jaundice, there was nothing in it. So what's most likely that you have found? There were some drugs here, like morphine you have found. So you can give the morphine in the second. Then it could be due to the morphine as well. Okay, next it could be due to any liver problems, but you haven't found any, there wasn't any jaundice, but you'll look into it. All right? It could be any kidney problems, but you haven't found any problem with the kidneys. Since you have got the traveling history, and if you take the histories of any risk factor like tattooing, needle shredding, unprotected sex, then you're going to give HIV more and more. All right? So here, you missed one history of the traveling history. That's where you need to lose some mark. Maybe you need to get borderline in the complication. Okay? And concerns, was okay. You mentioned that you have lymphoma. You're going to get satisfactory for that. For your differential, you need to bring more differential here. Or else you're going to get borderline. Though you got the diagnosis, it has to be like showing that you are ruling out those possibilities. You can mention that these are not in favor, these are in favor. Okay? Now for your judgment, you start with the more basic investigation, like the routine one, CBC, ESR, CRP. Okay, so high ESR, okay, can point towards many differentials. Okay, complete blood count can guide you the lymphocyte count. Peripheral blood film would be very helpful. So usually before you mention a lymph node biopsy, you should go for a peripheral blood film. That's very important to rule out leukemia or other hematological disorders. Okay, if you see anything atypical there, then you have to do all the function tests. But that is liver function test, kidney function test, they must. You will do a chest X-ray to see if there is any hilar lymphadenopathy and lymph nodes there. Okay? And you can also do an ultrasound of the neck to see if there are any separated mass there. Okay? What is the lymph like? Then you can offer FNAC, okay, or lymph node biopsy. Okay, further investigation. And for the management part, you can involve here the hematologist, okay, And if the patient gives you a history that there has been a trouble history, you can involve the infectious specialist here, okay, infectious control team. And you can deal with the bone doctor or the GP to stop the morphine. Okay, you can hold it for the moment, okay? And for the itching, you can give him some local medication. The topical antibiotics, Imodium, for the time being, okay, that might help. And if you stop morphine, maybe the condition can get better. And always mention at the end, in the concern, if you have time, that I would like to further examine you, okay? I'd like to further examine you and decide for further management plan. That's like, you know, a good approach to say to the patient. It depends on your time. Yes, doctor, who is it? Sorry, I couldn't catch you. I think anyone wanted to say something. I couldn't get that. All right. So the judgment was borderline satisfactory. Welfare was okay. There was no major thing. And some unnecessary questions you have to avoid, like asking about the social, smoking, alcohol, job impact, driving. Now here, if you're thinking about a case of lymphoma, you can ask one important question. Have you noticed that the swellings are painful? Okay, or the nature of the swelling you could gather. Smoking, ask them, okay, for how long you're smoking, and smoking has various bad consequences over health, so I advise you to quit it. And if you need, we have an excellent smoking session clinic, we can refer you there. Just be swift with it, okay? And for the job, you asked the job, he was a policeman, he was a bit depressed, okay? So sometimes you should also ask and vary, like, are you going through a lot of stress now? You can give him some support, okay? Impact, ask, driving, you asked about whether there was any problem, but you didn't say anything extra, so that was okay. So overall, that's how it goes. I hope we do not have any more queries on this case. So pruritus is a very easy case, actually. If you come across it, many times the lymphoproliferative disorder would be the diagnosis. Many times morphine could be the sole cause. Many times it can be systemic failures. So you have to look for different causes. What can cause this, you know, itching? All right? Thank you, Dr. Honore, again.
Recording stopped.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you very much. You.